we need an accessible data infrastructure, and we have to understand what it means. So data literacy gives us this possibility, this knowledge too. With tools that enable this easy access to relevant data for employees across the organization. For me, it's important to ensure that data is centralized, standardized, easy to access, minimizing some barriers to data utilization.
Welcome back to the Data Bytes podcast, everyone. I am joined by Priscilla Papazisis. She is the head of data analytics, a Qlik luminary, an educator, and ambassador. She also speaks often on LinkedIn about data literacy and AI literacy and has been given the notable LinkedIn top voice badge. So I'm excited to have you on the podcast today, Priscilla. Welcome. So when we talk about AI and data literacy, we're typically doing this to be able to help an organization become data-driven. In your opinion, what are some of the most effective strategies for building a data-driven culture within an organization?
Thank you, Sadie, for the opportunity. I am anxious to discuss a little bit with you about this subject I love. So building a data-driven culture within organizations in many aspects, like the one I'm working now, steel and manufacturing, can be very challenging. But in these last years, we are building effective strategies for fostering this data literacy and establishing a data-driven culture within such organizations. First, I think it's important to have the buy-in support from the executives. When leaders prioritize data-driven decision-making and promote its importance, employees are more likely to embrace it. Then we start to create these training programs. I work in many different companies, a health insurance company, car rental company, now I am in the steel manufacturing company. And with data literacy, we always provide training programs for employees at all levels of the organization. This includes the data literacy skills, such as understanding data concepts, interpreting visualizations, and making data-informed decisions. It's a very a relevant thing to show people how to do. At the other hand, we need an accessible data infrastructure, and we have to understand what it means. So data literacy gives us this possibility, this knowledge too. With tools that enable this easy access to relevant data for employees across the organization. For me, it's important to ensure that data is centralized, standardized, easy to access, minimizing some barriers to data utilization. The last thing is to encourage the employees to use the data as a key input when making decisions, rather than relying on intuition or past experiences. The past experiences are very important, but we have to understand that maybe data has another thing to show to us. So all of these things together, we create this culture of continuous improving by encouraging employees to regularly review and analyze data to identify areas for optimization and innovation. Besides that, for me, it's important to promote an environment of feedback and collaboration.
I see a lot of organizations nowadays are providing access to training, whether that's, you know, through like a LinkedIn Learning, a Coursera, a data camp, or maybe some of their own kind of homegrown strategies. How do you really encourage employees to, one, find the time to be able to take the training, but also have the interest and follow up on the training beyond just providing the access to the training.
It's important, Sadie, because we live some kind of routine that's really difficult to put a training inside of this routine. We have a lot of work to do. So it for me, until now, it's really important to have from the business all this buy-in, as I said, because we have to find time. We have to put our employees to understand that it's important to stop a little bit. We have half an hour, 20 minutes to try to do something about learning a new capability to deal with data. And in today's data-driven and AI-powered business landscapes, all the professionals and the students need to develop a diverse set of skills and knowledge. For me, the first one will be data literacy and AI literacy, and this proficiency in understanding, interpreting, and analyzing data is crucial. We have to understand basic statistical concepts, data visualization techniques, the ability to draw insights with data, because I could face some new challenge on my job and thought, if it was 15 years ago, I would do in a certain way. But today I have to think that it's other ways to do the things. As generative AI came to our personal lives in the end of 2022, and now day by day it is being part of our business, so we have to understand how to deal with that. This machine learning and AI, the understanding of some techniques used in machine learning algorithms, neural networks, AI techniques, it's becoming increasingly it's important. It's important to understand. To understand and to face, to see what the technology is telling us. We have to have critical thinking, because we will have to understand if the results are really right. I can use that result. So for me, the professionals should understand how to apply these methods to solve business problems and improve decision-making process. A deep understanding of the specific industry I am in, the person is inside, or domain in which they work is essential for effectively apply this data-driven approach. And this includes the understanding of the industry trends, the market dynamics, and the customer behavior that is changing too. And the last is the thing I said, it's the ability to think critically, to identify relevant problems, and to develop innovative solutions using data-driven insights, for me, is highly valuable.
Can you share an example of how your work in implementing a data literacy or AI literacy program has led to a significant business value or a competitive advantage within the business from implementing this program?
Yeah, I have a lot of cases. And for me, in 2018, I discovered the term data literacy. I was working with data for more than, 15 years, and delivering data products to the users, dashboards, data science models, data lake houses, and sometimes he continued, the business user continue using Excel and taking so many hours to get the data, to transform the data. So when I saw for the first time the data literacy term, I thought, it makes a lot of sense. We have to create some paths, some training paths, and maybe there is a person inside the company, maybe is a manager, a coordinator, and he doesn't know how to deal with data. In the university, maybe he didn't learn how to deal better with data. So since there, I started with these data literacy programs. And the story I have to tell you is about my health insurance company I worked for. I worked there for 8 years. And some of the services we had was to provide an ambulance service. And my team helped to improve its logistics routes by creating a data product to optimize the patient care, the hospital coordination, and the logistics-based operations. The company in that time faced a challenge in efficiently dispatching ambulances, navigating traffic congestion, and coordinating with hospitals to ensure timely patient care. So we implemented a comprehensive data-driven approach, and we started as the team were all of physicians. They learn how to deal with this data-driven approach. And as we showed the operational efficiency using these integrated data sources and the geospatial mapping at Qlik, we mapped our optimal routes considering factors such as traffic congestion, road conditions, and proximity to hospitals. The implementation of all of these data products made some significant improvements in the operations and service delivery with reduced response times. So we made an enhancement of this resource allocation and, of course, cost savings. So when the business user, when our physicians that were the manager of this initiative, when she saw the result, she thought, oh, it's amazing. It's something that she didn't know before seeing that map, the logistics basis, the routes the ambulances did every day. So I always say that together with the literacy program, AI or data literacy, we have to have a product that really deliver a good result, cost saving, operational efficiency. Because when these things are connected, I can see the result, I can count, I can, it can be tangible for me. And I start to, I want to learn more. I want to do more. I want to search more things, more results. And when I understand all of this together, the data literacy and AI literacy programs starts to make sense more than to be just one more training on my calendar. So this is the way I am working since 2018. And now I am in another AI literacy program inside Valorec, and always trying to show that to work with data in a better way can bring to the employee and to the company better results.
It's an incredible story of success from this program. What were some of the common pitfalls in this implementation that you had to overcome? And what advice would you give to others starting their own data and AI literacy program?
Sari, I think the first for me is the lack of executive support. Because without this buy-in and support from senior leadership, the data initiatives may struggle to gain traction. To engage executives early in the process and communicate the strategic importance of data analytics to the organization, for me, is the first thing. The second is ignoring data governance. I am a post-graduation teacher here in Brazil. I teach for PUC Minas, a university here in my city, Belo Horizonte. And I discuss with my students that many companies has a lot of wishes in using data, but they don't worry about data governance, data security. So with ignoring data governance, we can lead to data quality issues, security breaches, and compliance violations, and it's a very sensitive subject. Ensure that data governance is a priority when selecting a data analytics platform is one thing that we have to understand and avoid not doing that. And for me, to create silos of information, I see many companies with many silos. There are many truths of the same information, many kinds of results for the same information, but with different metrics, different results, and it causes a lot of misinformation inside the company is another thing to avoid. And when the executives or the middle management do not believe that the workforce needs a data awareness program, it's difficult to create and to improve this data culture. And so this is the last thing to avoid.
We've talked a little bit about implementing these programs at an organizational level, but many of our listeners are practitioners in this space. What advice would you give just to an individual who is looking to improve their data and AI literacy skills? What are the core skills one needs to have to be data and AI literate?
So here I have to say that I have a friend. Her name is Angelica Clidas. She's a writer. She wrote a book called Data Literacy in Practice. She lives in Amsterdam, and she's a person to me. She was the first one I saw and understood that that was a good way to start, because at her book, she tells about this initial career, initial path when discussing a data-driven culture, a data analytics and AI culture. So to me, we have a lot of courses. We have many content on LinkedIn that are really, really supportful to us. And I think the first thing is to understand that we have to know how to deal with data in a better way. So it's important to know how to gather this data, how to understand where the data is, and I can bring that data to me, to understand how to transform this data and how to present this data and argument with this data. I love one discipline that is data storytelling, because I always say that we have a huge amount of information in front of us, and we have a lot of business questions to solve, and we have a blank page. We have to be capable to pick this data we have, to understand how to solve these business problems with the data, but we have to understand how to tell a story with data too. Because this blank page is to say that I have a problem and I can solve this problem using all of this data. And maybe the understanding, the general understanding of all the employees of the company will be much more clear, much more, I have a path to go. I'm not on the dark, I'm seeing the light. So I think to us here in Brazil, we have we don't have so many books or sources of information, but In English, we have a lot of them. So it's important to, I have some authors here, Angelica Clidas. It's one that I love, Jordan Morrow. He writes a lot about data literacy too. And some competencies we will understand that is important to know how to make questions in our Gen AI environment today. It's really important to know how to make good questions, to make questions that will return reliable data. So these are some things that I say to my team and to my students in the class.
Yeah, I think storytelling is such a key. It's really that almost gateway between us and our audience of who we're trying to connect with. And, you know, we never know where people are coming from in terms of their awareness and knowledge with technical terms, but everyone loves a good story and everyone can relate to a good story, which is so great. It gives us this bridge and this key to be able to connect with our audience. I'm curious, how did you get into this field? Everyone's journey into this space is a little bit different. You know, I tell individuals, they're like, what should my kids study to get into data and AI? And I'm like, well, it didn't even exist when I was a kid and I'm not super old, you know? So what was your journey into this space?
So I entered my computer science graduation in 1999. So in 2002, I graduated, and one of my last subjects in the university was data warehousing modeling. And among all of that subjects, disciplines, I loved this one. I thought that I wanted to work with that in the future. So I started my professional career as a computer developer. And in 2003, I was chosen as a trainee of the company I'm working now. I came back after 14 years, and I started to work in a DW environment. Then I made my master in 2006 and discovered that I love to teach too. So I tried to connect these things. So I worked in many companies, health insurance company for 8 years, car rental company for almost 3 years, and all of them working with data. And it's funny because in the beginning it was DW in the way we know today, dimensions and fact tables. And with Click in 2013, I discover a new tool, a new universe. So the opportunities are coming. I don't know if it's because I love what I do. I love to teach others about what I do. So the things are coming and I'm doing and I'm loving. And when I became Luminary in 2021, it's a group of people around the world that advocates for the appropriate use of data. So I really made friends in this group. I'm here in Brazil working for companies that are really regional. Now I am working a multinational company again, but it was years working just for Brazilian companies. And then I was with that person and discussing about data, and we made a group, me and Gwen and Steph. They are both from United States, and now we are women who click, and we will make some work together in this topic. So is it said, when I was young, I wanted to work with computers. And then I made the graduation and discovered that inside all the computer science course, there were a topic here that my eyes shined, that was to work with data. So it's almost 20 years doing these things and growing, because everything changes every day and we have to continue studying. So I like to write a lot at LinkedIn because it's a huge network. And I can put one thing today and tomorrow someone call me and tell me that, Priscilla, I'm doing the same thing. I have the same challenge. Let's discuss these things together. So it's really, really good to talk to many people inside LinkedIn.
Yeah, I like that when you mentioned someone's calling, someone is actually calling you on your computer. So it goes just to show what a resource that you are in this space. No, it's incredible how much good can happen when you just take the opportunities that are presented with you and connect with the community, right? I love what you're doing with Women of Click, and I think it's a great opportunity for us to just learn from each other and to collaborate. And we have so much more opportunity when we come together. So Priscilla, thank you so much for taking the time to come and share with us your learnings and success along the way. I know for many people, running an effective data and AI literacy program is difficult and often fails. So it's so great to hear from a leader like yourself who has found success in this area and has taken the time to share their insights with us. So any last piece of advice before we wrap up today for women who are in a data or AI career?
I think to be curious, to keep yourself curious, and to understand that we have a lot of things to do, a lot of things to learn, and there's a whole world to work with data and analytics and AI. So be curious.
I love it. That's a perfect way to wrap it up, because as the listeners always know on the Data Bytes podcast, I say stay curious and keep learning. So you are in the right company here. Thank you everyone for joining in today, and always stay curious and keep learning. And we'll catch you next time on the Data Bytes podcast. Bye-bye everybody. If you are enjoying the conversations you are hearing today, we encourage you to continue to be a part of the conversation and join a community of like-minded, extraordinary women. With our free community membership, you're stepping into a realm where learning, networking, and growth are at the heart and soul of what we do. Connect with Women in Data's global community and network with our chapters, all for free. But why stop there? Upgrade your membership with a special offer for Data Bytes listeners by getting $20 off a pro membership, in which you'll receive access to over 300 classes, leadership training, and exclusive events. If you're interested in mentorship and networking, we've got you. From monthly thought leadership webinars to exclusive networking events and a diverse on-demand mentorship program, the connections you'll make here are boundless. Join us and be part of a vibrant network. Dive into our book clubs, growth groups, and industry-focused gatherings. Women in Data is not just a community. It's a movement, a place where innovators, changemakers, and leaders come together to shape the future. Visit womenindata.org to join or use the special discount code in the show notes. Together, let's drive change one data byte at a time.